So Jesso from Moshav Matityahu asked, my friend is planning to get married in the third of Sivan. Is he exempt from custom of fasting before the wedding? Look in the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Tuf Kaf Ayin Gimel Sifkot and Zayin, where you'll see that there are two opinions whether one has to fast as a chosen and kala before their wedding. On days that we don't say Tachnun, but those days aren't mentioned specifically in the Gemara, that one doesn't fast on those days. Shlosha Simei Hakbola, we don't say Tachnun, which is Gimel Sivan. However, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara that we don't fast on those days. It would depend on these two customs. In any case, if the family has specific custom one way or the other, it would depend on that. If not, if it's difficult for the chosen and kala to fast, then they shouldn't fast. If it's easy for them to fast, then at least according to one opinion, they have to fast on that day.